The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
This is the Jethel Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
Ain't got no trouble in my life, no foolish dreams to make me cry. I'm never frightened nor worried, you know I always get by.
A heater,
he heats up.
I cool down,
he cools down.
When something gets in my way, I'll go round it.
I don't let life get me down.
And you shouldn't, brother.
Gonna take it any way that I found it.
Hey!
I got the music in me. 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 You say that life is a circle, but that ain't the way that I found it. Gonna move in a straight line, keep my feet firmly on the ground.
I heat up!
He heats up!
I cool down!
Cools down!
Get the words in my head so I sing them.
This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, October 21st, 2008. With me, as always, my love, my main squeeze, my girl, my woman, it's Elkwin Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
How are we doing today, Elkwin?
Good.
You, the reverb knob, turn it off. You got some echo in your voice there.
I didn't do it. You had it up a little bit.
There we go. Okay. Now, could have gotten bumped around when we were moving stuff the other day. Anyway. Alrighty. Well, let's take a look, see what's going on here. Now, as the post in the, as the post I made in the official EQ2 forum states, we are not talking about the guild halls.
Why not?
Because everyone talks about the guild halls. We've had enough of the guild halls.
Well, but they're great and wonderful and fantastic and large.
Okay,
enlarge.
It's not that we've, you know, it's not that we've had enough of the guild halls. It's just there's nothing really new to talk about outside of the fact that they changed it so people who, not just anyone can move the stuff around anymore, which is really good. But outside
which was
of that,
friends.
What's that?
Which was friends.
It used to be friends. Now it's only trustees. And outside of that, there's really nothing new to talk about, so I'm not going to beat a dead horse on this. Besides, Zan and Delmon were talking all about decorating the guild halls and stuff earlier, so... You know, we can't have two EverQuest shows in the same night, and they both cover the same topics.
True.
So, they can cover the poignant stuff, and we'll just joke around and have fun. How's that?
Okay.
So, last month, we ran a contest for the most wrong NPC in Norrath. Let me bring this up here, so I can have a list.
He has a list.
And I'm checking it twice.
You are?
I am. Well, this is the second week in a row I'm checking it anyway.
Isn't that amazing? He can check his list.
I can. I'm good like that. The Death of Someone Show, I'm on your radio, kithercore.org. Let's see your contest. That's so wrong. Okay, and the nominees were Waylon March of the Thundering Steps, who is the pony wuss. He's in a little tower out there, and he goes, shoo, pony, shoo. And Joskar recommended him, and he's annoying. He's a bit of a wuss, but not wrong.
What he needs to do is go out and try a centaur.
That would be very wrong.
What? Trying a centaur?
Hmm?
Trying a centaur would be wrong?
That depends what you mean by trying a centaur, hunt. But let's move on. Amy Ogren of Greater Faedark is a bee wuss. Wants us to go around killing bees. Annoying?
Whiny little kid.
Amusing, annoying, not wrong. Shorty in the Fens of NASCAR came close. He's crazy for cookies, and he'll, you know...
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter and jelly. Funny? Funny, but not quite wrong. And our winner was Froster Graham of Nettleville, because he wants you to go out and kill slugs so he can have face cream. You go up to him and he goes, oh, my reflection in the water. There's nothing more beautiful than gazing upon myself. Oh, stop! Narcissistic Froster Graham has won the most wrong NPC. Not because he's, you know, effeminate or whatever. It's because he wants... you to kill slugs so he can have face cream.
Slug butter.
Slug butter, baby. But that's why he won the most wrong NPC contest. And congratulations to True Flight, who nominated him. And later on in the show, we do have the Froster Graham song.
That, and we sent Dwarf and Cheese It out there.
Well, we sent Dwarf and Cheese It out there to you know, so that he would talk to them so we can get some vocals to add to the song.
But no, he wouldn't talk to us.
No, he wouldn't talk to me because we had already done it. I mean, it's a level 6 quest.
Yeah, we did that long time ago.
Long, long time ago.
We're little. And the world was new.
Back in our day, when you had to be a... What the hell was it that you had to be in order to get status for the guild?
A patron.
A patron. Back in our day, we had to be a patron. And the experience decayed if you didn't do stats in a long time. Yeah, young players, and your instant experience and your accelerated experience from level 20 to 70, you have no idea!
And we had shards we had to go run after.
Yeah, spirit shards. We actually, you know, we didn't have corpses with our equipment on it, but if we wanted to regain most of the experience lost in the death, we either had to get resurrected or collect our spirit shard.
And our spirit shard looked just like us, but in ghost form.
Right. Now, let's see. We do have a new poll at Kithacore.
We have
a new poll at Kithacore.
Is it dancing? Dancing poll? Stripping pole?
No, it's not a brass pole.
Oh, brow.
I'm sorry, it's not a brass pole.
We need one.
We do. We do, actually. I have a poll that's going to affect next week's show.
It is?
Yes, next week is the Jethel Silverwing Horror Show. Sorry, annual event where we sit back, talk about horror movies and Halloween in general. So we have a poll going. What is your favorite horror genre? You know, what kind of horror movie do you like? Do you like the psychological horror? That's the kind that affects you later. That's what you see in, like, Japanese horror, where, yeah, it was okay on the screen. And then you walk home, it's like, what was that noise? What's in the alley? Ah! You know, and it just affects you for the rest of your life. Kind of like what Psycho did back in the... Shoot, what was it, the 50s or 60s that Psycho was introduced?
I thought Psycho came out in the 60s.
60s, perhaps. But, yeah, I mean, Psycho came out and women stopped taking showers. It was all about the bath from then on.
Did I told you that, I think it was at Walmart? Well, maybe it wasn't at Walmart.
Oh, that special shower curtain.
Shower curtain that had, like, a Psycho guy silhouette with a knife. And the thing had the movement sensor in it. If it sensed somebody standing there, it would play the Psycho theme, you know?
That's wrong.
Da-da-da-da. Okay, anyway. I came this close to getting it, because I thought it would be amusing for a while, but...
That would be amusing, actually.
Unless it would be amusing for maybe 30 minutes, and then we'd figure out how to cover it up.
Then it'd be like, oh, God, shut this thing off, will ya? It was funny the first 500 times it went off.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the psychological thriller, horror, that is, the one that affects you later. Do you like the shock and gore of the slasher film? Slasher films, I don't consider horror movies. They're just gross-out flicks. They're trying to get as much blood on the screen as humanly possible. Or inhumanly possible, depending on how you're looking at it. I'm not a fan of the slasher film. I'm really not. There's just no finesse involved in it.
I thought you liked Chainsaw Massacre type stuff, and that's slasher.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was not a slasher movie.
Yeah, but there's blood all over.
No
stuff and not the newer ones.
Not in the original. The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre had very little blood.
Okay, let's talk about the newest ones.
Meh. It depends. I mean, if they're well done, it's not really a slasher film. A slasher film is made just for the purpose of grossing you out and making the women scream. Best newest example might be Hostel. Hostel is slasher film to the extreme.
But you like that one.
I find. I watched it.
You bought it.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I don't think I have Hostel.
I thought you bought... Yeah, I thought you bought Hostel.
I don't think
At least
I
the first one.
I don't think I bought Hostel. Have the boy check the DVD collection. I'm pretty sure I don't have Hostel.
Hey, did he buy Hostel? Yeah, he did. Go find it out there.
You sure?
Oh.
I don't remember buying it.
Thing on the front.
Well, maybe you bought it. I don't know. But anyway, so a slasher is just gore for gore's sake, and I'm really not in. I mean, the 80s horror films were basically all slasher films. Jason returns from the dead for some unknown reason, defies all logic, and just hacks up a bunch of teenagers. You know, just the pointless blood and guts. That is a slasher film, and I'm just not into it.
Horror
is always going to have some element of blood to it, or murder, or haunting, or blah blah blah. But slashers is just it's blood and hacking up just for the sake of showing it on the screen. Saw is one of I'm not going to get into individual movies because that's next week's show.
You're starting next week's show this week, and that's not fair. We got to wait a week.
Okay, suspense horror, that some people call thriller, but it's actually under the category of horror. Seven was a wonderful suspense horror, or thriller, however you want to say it. I loved Seven with a passion. Loved it. It was like, what's my favorite thing in a movie, Elquin?
Oh, you don't like happy endings. Bad endings.
I hate happy endings. Because it's just like, they're just pandering to the masses. You know? And I'm not going to spoil it if anyone hasn't seen Seven yet. And again, this is next week's show. It's for actually talking about the movies. But if you want to see the epitome of the unhappy ending, rent Seven. And then the last choice on the poll is all. You just want the horror. You don't care what it is. As long as it's in the horror category, you just want it. So I'm going to place my my vote, psychological. Submit vote. Has anyone else voted besides me? Me and
probably
someone
not.
Else.
No.
Me and one other person have voted on this. And right now it's a tie between psychological and suspense. I have to agree with Tevex, but we're not going to talk about it. But the Butterfly Effect's alternate ending is a lot better than the theatrical release. Okay, anyway. So let's see. Oh, we had some dings while I was looking away from...
Jolene.
Let me scroll back up here.
Jolene, you weren't in yet.
Okay.
Jolene.
Okay, what did Jolene...
level 70 monk.
Ooh, level 70 monk. Congratulations. There's your ding. And we have Alfred, who has dinged to level 25 wizard. Congratulations, Alfred. I'm assuming his name is Alfred. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. So, Alfred, 25 wizard, congratulations. There you are. And I wanted to publicly apologize for my outburst last week concerning Alien. She moved the Brell's Magic Keg while I was there in the Legion of Hypogrop bar, and I just went off.
By accident.
But she moved by accident. I went, I went ballistic, and I apologize. Sorry about that. It wasn't directed at her, although it could be seen that way because it happened, she triggered it, but it wasn't really about her. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come unglued like that. And that's it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you still need to apologize to her in person, though.
Well, I haven't seen her online since.
No, you probably scared her half to death.
But I did send her an email explaining that it wasn't really directed at her, and I'm sorry and stuff. I have not received a reply yet, so, we'll see.
Okay.
Let's see, what else do I have on my notes?
You have notes?
Sometimes. Let's see here.
Not.
Hey, you know what's happening in the world of entertainment?
No.
Apparently nothing. I usually check that before I leave work so I have something to talk about on the show. And, nah. Nothing.
I mean, the only entertaining thing I know, but it's game-wise.
What's that?
It's that thing with LucasArts and, what was the other company? Oh, I linked it to you.
Oh, they're coming out with a new MMO of Star Wars, but it's not being done by Sony Online Entertainment.
No, it's LucasArts and damn it, I can't remember the other company.
Couldn't tell you.
BioWare, thank you.
BioWare, gaming here and there and everywhere.
And from what I can see, they don't have anything else about it except that we're doing it. This is our idea is when we're doing it, but we can't tell you when it's going to be done or when we're going to do anything else. But we're doing it, so that's about it.
Okay.
There was a bunch of rumors going around that they were going to do it, and now it's officially announced that they are going to do it.
Hmm.
Hmm.
As some of you have commented to me by personal tell, yes, we did have a new song for the introduction. It's not funny, but I heard it on the radio on the way home from work the other night, and it's like, God, I haven't heard. I've got the music in me. I haven't heard that in years.
And that was an Elton John song with.
No, it was way before Elton John. Actually.
Well, there was.
I mean, he may have done a version of it. Let's see.
No, it was him and another girl. A girl he found. She sang it. Anyway.
Kiki D? Is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes. He found her. Him and Kiki D do a duet on another song, and I can't remember it. Don't Go Breaking My Heart. What's up? Sorry, if it's Elton, anything it has to do with Elton John, I pretty much know. Anyway. Ooh, Shiver just logged in.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's Kiki D, Jump 5 also does a version of it. Thelma Houston. I think the version I did was Jump 5. That's the one that I knew of. So anyway, you know, me, Dwarf, and Cheez-It singing I've Got the Music in Me. I think it fits for the show.
Yeah, but I miss the Muppets.
No.
I like the Muppets. Oh, I got my computer back.
Yes, Eloquent is now on her computer, but you're having some problems.
Yeah, I've got some problems. That virtual memory, we set it to allow the system to decide. Well, it went back to custom. I don't know why. After a restart, and I'm still locking up and crashing with some DIL, some 3DSD. It sounds like something has to do with DirectX or something. I don't know yet.
Have you tried reinstalling DirectX?
No, I'm going to call. I'm waiting to talk to them, and then we'll figure it out. I'm just not really going to jump in and do anything yet until I talk to them and say, hey, look, this is the problems I've got. What did you guys do? What didn't you do? And then I'll go from there. So, is it just up and freezes and crashes on me right now? Like riding the horse? It really, really did it last night a lot. When I was in lower fade arc and or lesser fade arc and riding the horses, I couldn't ride the horse through the zone in third person without it freezing up and crashing.
Oh no!
I had to go first person.
This sounds to me like it's not rendering everything fast enough.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
Did they change your video card?
No.
So you're still running an NVIDIA card on an ATI optimized system?
What do you mean ATI optimized?
You said you weren't. You said it was going with. Shit. When they changed the chipset, you said it was going to the ATI version of the. What the hell is that? Crossfire?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I'm not using Crossfire setup.
No, you're not. But you're using an NVIDIA card and ATI optimized.
Yeah, but
board.
That doesn't happen.
I'm just saying it might have an issue. I don't know.
I already talked to them about that. And if it was going to be an issue, we would have went with a different setup.
Wait a minute. I'm just looking in the Claymore Coalition channel, and Maxi won the free five room card.
Yeah.
So they have a new free five room house. That's going to be, apparently, the new guild hall for Vagabond Knights.
Cool.
So, yeah, people are going, Skitzel is going absolutely berserk. Going, yes, Maxi. No, I could be wrong. Mask is sending me a tell saying no. So I could be completely misinterpreting what's being said. Okay, instead of telling me that I've got it all wrong, tell me what I said wrong. No, you've got it all wrong. It's all wrong. No, tell me what I said wrong. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. This was apparently an in-character roleplay thing. A roleplay thing for them to move into their new house, apparently. Into their new guild hall. So, all right, my bad.
And Masul sent me a tell, and I'll try that next time. I might have hit apply instead of set. Who knows?
Could be. I don't know. I know nothing.
You're supposed to know lots of things.
I do know lots. I know a little bit about everything.
You do?
I know a little about a lot. Unfortunately, I know just enough to be freaking dangerous.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Don't you think I'm dangerous?
And sexy.
That's why you love me. Because I'm dangerous. Hold on tight.
Masul is saying I didn't say his name right. I thought I said it right. Masul. Masul.
No, it's Masul.
Masul. I thought it was Ool. Anyway.
Where do you see an L in his name?
I don't know. Let me write one real quick.
You do that all the time. You throw letters in. You throw letters in where they don't. I mean, are you from the South?
No.
Okay then, stop putting letters in.
I'm from California.
If you're not from the South, then stop putting in letters where they don't belong. I lived for 2 years in Tennessee, so I can talk about it. Wait a minute. Actually, I've lived in Tennessee and New England, so I can talk about dropping R's. I can talk about dropping R's and adding R's into words that they have no business being in. So
let me get this straight. One part of the country drops part of their letters, and the other part of the country picks them up and uses them?
That's right. Because people, especially from Massachusetts, people from Massachusetts and Maine are known for washing the car. You know, they say car instead of car. And, you know, it's just one of the things they do. And in Tennessee, you can hear people, you can hear about people washing things. Like, if someone were to say where I live right now, they say, well, Jethro lives in Washington. Oh, really?
That must be the state up towards Canada.
By the way, the Jethro Silver Wing Show this evening is brought to you by Dots by Tootsie.
Tootsie makes Dots?
Well, it's got the Tootsie logo on the front of the package here.
Oh, I got to tell you about a new candy I tried. One of the girls at work has brought this Halloween candy in, and what it is, it's a round chocolate, you know, thing. You know, usually just most times it's just round and chocolate.
Hmm.
Well, this time they put strawberry Pop Rocks in it.
Pop Rocks?
Yeah, so you get this chocolatey, melty, poppy thing going on in your mouth here. It's pretty cool.
Didn't Mikey from the old commercials die from Pop Rocks?
I don't know. Well, they got this one smothered in chocolate. Oh, and there's little Rice Krispies in the chocolate, of course. You know.
Okay, so there could be an element of death involved as long as there's chocolate involved.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Well, Alfred just received an achievement point, so I'm going to give him an achievement ding. Now, what I think is really interesting that the achievement ding is more dramatic than the trade skill ding. Here's the trade skill ding. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. Well, I am.
And this is new? No.
Damn, I gotta get used to this. I'm sitting here in my new office. I moved out of the room downstairs, and my office is now that area, that second floor area that I built above the bed.
I was wondering what you were going to do with it.
Yeah, so that is my new office. And I've turned the area downstairs. Are you in the guild hall?
No, I'm out harvesting.
Oh. Have you gone downstairs and seen the theater I put up?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
It's very nice.
Yeah, I put in what looks like a movie theater. Except, you know, it's not for movies, of course. I have a stage and a backstage area. I'm going to go backstage. I have a backstage area with a couch and some cushions.
And what's the couch back there for? Is that a casting couch behind stage?
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I got little candles for the front of the stage. Yep, so we have our stage here, and we have a 4-tier auditorium-type thing, and chairs and benches and the top level, of course, has a big, comfy, cushy couch. And each place setting has the Frostfell candy dish. The Frostfell candies. So if someone is over here singing or reciting poetry or whatever, you can sit in the grandstands here and munch on candy. I thought I set it up rather well.
You know, if all this candy going around in the world, hey, I think maybe they should start a new class.
What's that?
The dentist.
Hello, I am a wood elf dentist. I am your dentist.
Yes.
Wait, the Shadow Knight dentist could be an offshoot of the dentist would be an offshoot of the Shadow Knight class.
Okay. I mean, think of the attacks he could have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The Novocaine Nova, you know, or something.
The needle attack. Stabby! Jolynn just feigned death beside me. That was obscene. Just screamed and moaned and dropped to the floor. That was obscene. I'm sorry. Jolynn, I didn't know you cared so much. Oh, brother. But yeah, I like the little thingy, the grandstands I have up here, and the benches are all set up so people can sit down, have a seat, and watch any kind of performance that our artists wish to do. I like it.
Need a stripper pole. Or maybe we should put that up at the bar.
Yeah, that's something we can do with that staff. With that staff that I have that kind of looks like it might be set up to be a microphone at this point.
Yeah, but you need that downstairs. We'll get something else for that.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe we should put the stripper pole downstairs, though, because the downstairs is pretty much our recreation area.
Whatever. Whichever works.
And then we have to hire a stripper.
Now, a new amenity for Guild Halls.
Stripper.
Pole dancer.
That's what we need.
Done.
I still say they need to pander to the cyber love audience, and that's it. They can make an amenity, guild prostitute. pay her a couple of gold, and she has some. Preset, you're so good.
Half the funds have to go to the guild house because, well, we're the pimps.
Exactly.
This is bad, hon. That's just bad.
If Domino's listening right now, her mind is exploding.
Well, the thing is, I think there should be guys, too.
Well, there you go.
Have up to 5. You know, like you can get, 20 guards and I forgot how many uniforms, but I think you should have 5. Then you get them up there and we can have, like, the Chippendale dancers. But they have to come up with a better dance sequence for their guys.
Now, Santania agrees with you. Equal opportunity sluts.
Yeah, why not?
No, I'm sorry. If they're prostitutes, they're whores.
They don't have to even be that. Just call guys. Pool guys. Shake their
booty. I know Elquin wants to have her own pool boy. I know she does. Let's see here. I have not seen the Bale painting, actually.
I have it.
Oh, you do?
I just need a spot to put it up.
You could put it across. Far. You can put it across from the Antonia one.
Where's that? We don't have an Antonia painting.
The one that you were calling Trinity, that's Antonia Bale.
That's not Antonia Bale.
Oh, Ashrain, I'm sorry. I was told that was Antonia. I never inspected it. All right. Well, you can put it right across from her, then.
That's downstairs. We want it be upstairs.
Okay. Well, let me take a look.
Bar?
Yeah, you can put it behind the bar. I suppose that'd be all right.
Okay. Because Jolynn and I want to look at him.
Why do we have a dirty sand scooper?
I don't know. I didn't put it down.
Examine. What does this thing do?
It just runs around and cleans the floor.
Okay, I'm just wondering who put it here.
I have no clue.
All right, well, what does this thing do here? Is it destroy? No, I don't want it to repair. Okay, I'm not seeing it doing anything. It's moving from side to side. Oh, it kills pets. Well, this isn't going to do any good because I'm not allowing any pets in the guild hall.
Thought you were going to allow at least a Trent. One little Trent.
Maybe. The problem is, if they would stay still, if there was a Trent plushie that we can put upstairs in the meeting hall, I wouldn't mind that so much.
I don't know if there's a Trent plushie.
I don't know. I know, you can replace the...
Trent! Okay, fine.
Whatever. What is this one? You can replace the bear... In the main hall here, with Anton there.
I don't even know if I still have him in my pack. Do I have him in my pack? I don't know what to do with him. I got him somewhere.
And Shiver just got an achievement point, 68 points. Congratulations, Shiver. Give him a ding here. There we go. Don't even know if he's listening, but there's a ding. See, that's going to become the new here's your sign.
Okay. I haven't claimed it yet.
Ah, I see. Krillic and Santinia. Two little gnomes on the loose. And there was actually... wait a minute, we got talking about guild halls! Ah! I'm getting out of the guild hall.
Two points. You started it!
I'm getting out of here.
You started it.
Leave hall.
I didn't start it. Where am I? I'm out harvesting. Where are you? You're in the guild hall.
I'm getting out of the guild hall. I'm leaving. I'm going. And you'll never see me again.
I'll track you down and find you.
Well,
sorry. Works that way. I'm still working on my book collection.
God, no more books, please.
I'm not done yet. And I want them all. I'm not going to stop until I can say I have gotten every single one that I can. There's some I can't because they're based on, like, faction. Like, I don't think I'm going to even go on the interrupt deity quest, okay?
Absolutely not.
No. Krima wouldn't even do that. So, nope. And I'm going to level up on alt just to do that, and I think it's, like, the third deity quest, and that means they're quite a bit up there in age, so no, I'm not going to do that. And there's some I can't get in the game anymore because they were based on a period of time, like a world event.
Right, like the Tenarian Bowls.
Right. So, there's just going to be some I will just never have. But I'm going to get the majority of them. You watch, you wait, you see. Mwahaha.
I see. Your alt has no honor.
What do you mean?
What
are you talking with my alt? What's wrong with Krima?
What's that?
What's wrong with Krima?
She's evil and corrupted.
No, she's not. She's the maker of fine furniture. Krima Teorium for all your household needs. From coffins to pillars to dividers to those wonderful comfy padded chairs. She makes it all. Look for her. She's always got the cheapest prices on the broker.
Because you
if
undercut.
If not, she will be. I don't undercut that much.
Krima Teorium. She is the Walmart of the world broker. She will put your little business out.
Fred does not do all the work. See, Fred, everybody kind of thinks she's really weird, but she's got this guy named Fred, and he protects her. He follows her all over the place, and, you know, I did talk her into giving him a bath and some new clothes, so, you know, he's a little more respectable now. Mm. Before, he kind of listed to one side, mouth hanging open in drools, but he doesn't. He kind of does stand there and moan once in a while, but it's okay. But anyway, you know. But Fred hangs out, takes care of her, has his own opinions.
Does he now?
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Everyone
thinks you're insane, by the way. Or at least a Krima is.
Krima? Well, what do you mean? She's got her little friend, Fred.
Fred's a bad, bad man.
No, he's not. He's a nice guy.
Fred touched Skyheart in a naughty place.
He did.
That's why she left the guild.
I thought she liked it.
Wow, I am so broke.
It's not my fault you buy stuff off the broker.
Yes, it is.
Instead of having Krima come in and make all that stuff for you.
Well, be up at 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm thinking about it.
You could have taken her out and had her do it.
I took every sandalwood platform there was on the broker.
Oh, God. Well,
there was only 5. I'm just saying, I took them all. Well, wait a minute, actually. I have some stuff to sell, so I will go see Mr. Bartender.
You're selling to the bartender?
That's crap stuff. Stuff I'm certainly not going to be able to sell on the broker. So let's see here. I actually really, really need to turn off my in-game sounds when I'm broadcasting. It really gets distracting.
What, all the cha-chings?
No, the NPCs as I walk by.
They're all talking to you.
Yeah. They all want to know the Ranger.
Well, of course.
They all want to know the Ranger. And I tell them, nay, you cannot touch me, no. Name that comedian. They want to possess me, but I say, no, you cannot possess me, no.
Not unless they pay you more, right?
I'm waiting to see if anyone actually comes up with this comedian. Probably not. It's been a long time.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Judy Tenuta. It's Judy Tenuta.
Okay.
Love goddess. She comes on stage, and all of her fans go, Judy, Judy! And then she, at the end of the show, she picks a guy out of the audience and makes him take his shirt off, and she, like, puts a harness around him and leads him around like a dog. Yes.
She did?
Yes. Hoopy knows who I'm talking about, the accordion goddess. Judy, Judy! Now, I'm going to practice my fishing.
Why?
Because I have caught something. Oh, shoot, it's cold.
If you want to go to the clerics, I'm sure they got something to get rid of that, whatever you caught.
I went fishing and caught a cold. What is the Halloween stuff coming out? That's next week, isn't it?
This week.
Oh, this
week. The 22nd. Tomorrow.
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 Dang,
tomorrow?
Damn it. So I guess they're going to have a group instance haunted house this year.
In Loping Plains. That's why they've got all the nightmare horses. So if you ever wanted to ride a nightmare horse and you're not from Freeport, here's your chance.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering why they put those horses in there. I mean, the zone isn't that big.
Well, it's a safe little way for people that zone is Red Death for to get around.
Right.
Because I'm guessing the haunted house out there will, scale to the person's level.
No, yes. Let's be sure about that. It's not a free horse. It's a free ride. It's like the horses in Greater Fadark, except they're nightmare horses.
Still, you get to ride one for a while,
Oh, yeah. It's from point A to point B. That's pretty much it.
Well, there's a point C out there, too.
Well, yeah. It's like three zones to go to. Three specific locations, I should say.
Which was shocking.
Yes,
flying.
Yes, and they're flying, too.
They fly?
They do.
They do? I haven't rode one yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was out there doing the, looking for red Chinese.
You were looking for red Chinese?
Not for red Chinese. What is this, World War II? No.
No, you just said you're looking for red Chinese.
Red Chinese.
Oh, red shinies. Okay.
Red shinies. Well, can't even remember what in the world I was getting the red shinies for now. Red Chinese. Come on.
Well, I know you like Chinese food, but I didn't, No, the red shinies out there, you...
When was the last time you...
Glasses.
Yes, I was looking for some barbecue pork, all right?
God.
I was looking for some short ribs.
Well, you have to find those off of a gnome or a halfer,
No, I'm sorry. If I walk into a Narathian Chinese food place and they say they have short ribs, it better not be from a halfling or a gnome, all right? That's all I'm saying.
What, a Ratonga?
Or a Ratonga.
I mean, you can't say fey or Arisite because those wouldn't be short ribs. Those would be like...
Tiny ribs.
Baby back ribs.
Abom. come on, baby, let me be, let me be, let me be.
Okay, we've totally gone off the deep end now.
Oh, God. Okay, you know what? I think it's time for a music break, actually.
Wait a second.
Okay, go ahead and finish your comments while I set up some music.
Okay, the Shinies in Loping Plains, that's for the Fay Tavern shelves.
Oh, that's right.
Which you should have had already.
No, you had gotten that one for the Yoda. I went out and got it again.
Oh. So you were out there getting it again?
No, I did that a couple weeks ago when we were decorating the Guild Hall.
Oh, they had them out. They had the horses out there then?
Yes.
Wow.
They've had them out for, a few weeks since the last patch.
Well, gee, I just haven't been gaining game that much. My computer's been down, and when I have been,
No excuses, woman.
They're not excuses. It's actuality.
It's not reality, it's actuality. True TV.
True Flight has a TV show?
Exactly.
Really?
I am so sick and tired of reality TV. I am. If the whole reality genre just, exploded, I would be a very happy person.
It's not really reality TV. It's
exactly.
Just people
making
fools of themselves.
That's the problem. I mean, they should just rename every reality TV show, I'm a whore. What will you do for money? Hey, I'm a whore. I'll do anything. God. Okay, anyway, we're going to take a little music break here. And the first song is going to be...
You're going to break music?
Exactly. The first song is going to be our Foster Graham song, winner of the Most Wrong NPC contest. And this song is called Cream for Your Face.
Ew.
Ah, my reflection in the water. How glorious. Nothing is more pleasurable than gazing upon my own beauty.
Well, we met Foster Graham, and oh, what a ham. Me and True Flight came ready to aid.
What? It cannot be, no.
Was it dragons or gnolls that upset him so?
Have I run out?
Nope. He needed cream for his face.
Where's my face?
Being strong, being tough, it just ain't enough. Shining armor won't help you today. When you're showing your age, and life turns a page, sometimes you need cream for your face. Say you were vain would just be too tame, conceited, too good for this place. Well, slugs we did kill, their glands made us ill. Here you go, some cream for your face. Won't help you today. When you're showing your age, when life turns a page, sometimes you need cream for your face. Oh, sometimes you need cream for your face.
Many thanks, my homely friend. Take this payment for your service.
Only? Get him!
and then they'll strike a mighty blow.
They're big and strong, but their IQ's pretty low.
The golems come to bear with their cunning and their guile.
They're not too buff, therefore think it's more their style.
They will charge you with a mighty cleaver, full of enmity and rage. Hearts so large they'll make you shiver. It is in an age.
Ah, ah, those great sins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won.
Ah, ah, those great sins hold this greatest death machine.
They are coming, so you better run.
And burn it to the ground.
With steel and great marching death our glory found.
With black orcs standing tall and chop a swing of steel.
The snake herders and their minions in a frenzied zeal.
For the horde they have a shaman healer.
Though some nukes are just as fun.
All combined to make a vicious gamer.
Boys of the bloody sun.
Those great sins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won.
Ha, ha,
those great sins hold this greatest death machine.
They are coming, so you better run.
But when they're drinking and lusting and hunger for power became known to more and more people, the demand to do something about this outrageous horde became louder.
The mighty boss Grimlock, he leads a savage war.
Their might is right, he's an orchid superstar.
Now while he has a brawn, Gazath has a brain.
Coming to the tribe, but he murder in his veins.
Kikaza, kikaza, the ancient form in gold.
It's our goal to put to flame.
Until then, we'll keep on fighting till it's theirs to claim.
Those great sins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won. Those great sins hold this greatest death machine.
They are coming, so you better run.
Those great sins gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won. Those great sins hold this greatest death machine.
They are coming, so you better run.
Ain't got no trouble in my life. No foolish dreams to make me cry. I'm never frightened, no worried. You know I always get by.
A heat up,
he heats up.
A cool down,
he cools down.
When something gets in my way, I'll go round it.
I don't let life get me down.
And you shouldn't, brother.
Gonna take it any way that I found it.
Hey!
I got the music in me. 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 I got the music in me.
You say that life is a circle, but that ain't the way that I found it. Gonna move in a straight line, keep my feet firmly on the ground.
I heat up,
he heats up.
I cool down,
cools down.
Got the words in my head, so I sing them.
Can't hold on to my blues, so I play them.
Ah!
me. I got the music in 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 me. Feeling funky.
Feeling good.
Gonna tell ya.
Baby! Oh, I'm heating up!
I'm cooling down. I got the words in my head, so I sing them.
I won't let life get me down.
I can't hold on to my blues, so I play them!
I got the music in me. I got the music in me. I got the music in me.
Sing it, boy!
I got the music in me.
It's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf right here on EQ Tuesday. Ha ha!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheese It Nibble Buns. I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf. Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes, yes.
I have recently moved to Kino's,
uh-huh.
and I seem to be encountering a rather large problem.
Uh-oh.
And that is, I keep meeting these new girls every day, and for each girl I meet, it always turns into the same thing.
What's that?
Me ending up on another date with a different girl, however, still speaking and dating many other girls at the same time.
Oh.
What should I do? Sincerely, soon to be hung on the Antonia Bale server.
Well, first thing you need to do is distance yourself from any long length of rope.
Oh, yeah, that's for
you
sure.
You don't want to be around rope right now. Secondly, what I think what you really need to do here is think long and hard about what you're really looking for in a relationship.
Well, that's really deep.
Find the girl that fits that what you want, and then throw the rest to me and cheese it, right?
What?
Cheese it, huh?
Hey, dwarf!
Oh, come on!
Hey, this isn't the dating show!
Cheese it!
Hey, come on!
All right, next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes,
I'm a fairly proficient woodworker,
ooh.
But every time I work my wood, I seem to get calluses on my hands.
Oh.
I've tried lotions and all kinds of things to keep the calluses away, but every time I work my wood, the calluses come back.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know a way to keep the calluses from coming back when I'm working the wood? Signed, Calloused Hands of Antonia Bale.
Well, you see, if your hands keep getting calloused when you're working your wood,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing a little woodworking thing there,
yeah.
I would have to say your hands are too soft and delicate for the project. In other words, you're too much of a girly man for woodworking.
Oh, dwarf, that's not nice.
You should try baking or sewing, perhaps.
What are you saying,
knit
dwarf?
One, pearl two, knit one.
How do you know about that?
Hey, I'm a man.
Yeah, you're a man that doesn't do any crafting.
Yeah, you're getting callous hands while woodworking. Well, stop doing it!
Dwarf, that's not nice.
I'm not a dermatologist.
Oh, hey.
Neither's the mouse.
Hey, just a minute
But neither's Cheez-It. Hey, look, all I'm saying is, if I was trying to bake something, and every time I put it in the oven, my beard burst into flames, I would stop baking!
And it only happened to two times!
Jesus! You weren't supposed to say anything about that!
Oh, Dwarf, I'm sorry!
Poor beard!
I know, I promised I wouldn't say anything about you trying to bake a birthday cake for grass! I did it again!
Jesus! I can never look her in the beard again!
Yeah, look, it was the beard you were looking at.
Oh, Jesus! Okay, that's it. That's all the time we have for this episode of Ask a Drunken Dwarf on Online Gaming Radio. I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, reminding you that you can email your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by emailing drunkendwarf@kindercore.org.
You can always contact us through our buddies Delmon and Sanatai at EQ Tuesday.
Or just go to kindercore.org, click on the Guild Forums, go to Ask a Drunken Dwarf and drop us a question. We'll answer it on the air.
All right, that's it. It's time to go back to EQ Tuesday with Delmon and Sanatai.
Oh, she's cute.
That's right! Well, it's time for Ask the Drunken Dwarf, right here on EQ Tuesday, ha-ha!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf. Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes,
I seem to have a bit of a problem.
Mm.
I was collecting a shipment of Brown's Finest and happened to make friends with a number of dwarves.
Well, of course you would.
My new friends accompanied me home and then proceeded to drink and eat almost everything in sight.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure how, but now there seems to be even more of them now than when the party started.
Uh-oh.
How do I politely ask them to leave? Sincerely, dwarf-infested homeowner of Kinos.
Oh, boy. Well, trying to get dwarves to leave after you've invited them into your house with promises of ale.
Oh, boy.
Baby, it ain't gonna happen. You're stuck with those dwarves until you run out of ale.
Don't I know it.
Unless, of course, you have Thrill's magic keg. And then you're pretty much, you're screwed.
A dwarf, watch your language.
Hey, I'm just telling it the way it is. You ain't getting rid of those dwarves until your tap is dry.
Oh, boy. Hey, wait a minute. I just thought of something, dwarf.
What do you got, Cheez-It?
Well, it's a surefire way of getting those dwarves out of the house.
Oh, I don't know. That's going to be a real tough one. What do you got? What's your idea? Tell me. Tell me.
I'll be quiet for a minute and I'll tell you. It's a real simple solution, really.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Roll the keg out of the house!
What?
Okay, so you're gonna lose a keg, but you're gonna get rid of all those dwarves!
But
without any ale in the house, I'll have no reason to hang around and eat all your food and drink all your ale. Of course, you won't have any ale left, but it's not like they're gonna let you have any to begin with.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Of course I am.
Well, not good for the dwarves, of course, but,
But for this person here.
Yeah, that pretty much answers your question.
Yeah.
If nothing else, you gotta get rid of the ale, then you get rid of the dwarves. Okay, next question!
Drunken Dwarf!
Hey.
I am an alchemist and have been having problems lately telling the difference between my potions.
Ooh.
Most of them are the same color, so you can see what an issue this can be when I'm mixing.
Uh-oh.
I've managed to blow a hole through the roof of the local trade skill society and asked not to come back!
Oh, no!
I can't help it if they all look the same. I never know what my newest potion will smell like flowers or blow up in my face.
Oh.
What should I do? Signed, Dunk and Cover of Antonia Vale.
Well, I can see where this is a very serious problem if you can't tell what you're using.
Right,
some of them are the same colors. Yes, I've noticed that myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a very... very simple solution to all this problem that you may have overlooked because it's a very old and ancient tradition amongst people who make things that look like other things.
Oh, well, whatever could it be?
The very ancient and secretive tradition of labeling your beakers! Come on! The quill's been out for years and decades, and labels have been out for years and decades. It's very simple. Take a label, write whatever it is that you're doing on the label, stick it on the beaker. Come on, it's not that difficult. What are you, an ogre?
I think she is.
Oh, that's just fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah,
we got ogres making explosive stuff now?
Not good.
What's next, Rotunga guarding cheese?
Hey, wait a minute! Just a minute, I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, it's not like you would ever have me guarding Braille's magic keg over there.
Not at all.
Make sure no one drinks this ale. Oh, it just happened to fall into my mouth.
Very true.
Oh, poor little me.
Yeah, there are just certain things that people shouldn't do. Like, you know, dwarves guarding ale, Rotungas guarding cheese and cookies.
The Rogues Guild guarding the Hope Diamond.
What were they thinking
when they did that?
Apparently not a whole lot of intelligence in government intelligence.
Yeah, you can say that again. All right, well, that's all the time we have for Ask a Drunken Dwarf here on EQ Tuesday. I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, reminding you that you can submit your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by writing Drunken Dwarf at Kithacore.org.
Or you can always contact us through Delmon and Sanadai at EQ Tuesday.
Oh, Sanadai is so hot!
And now back to
Delmon and Sanadai!
Mysterious Ranger Production presents The Real Man of NORAD.
Real Man of NORAD.
Today we celebrate you, you scum, Mr. Note Stealing Ninja Farmer. For one Severn Maple, you've managed to become the most hated man in the zone. Again, for the 54th day in a row.
Oh my God, you're such a scum.
You've risked your very existence to make a couple of silver pieces, which is exactly what your pitiful life is worth right about now.
Though you sound to the dragons.
You've proven nothing but your own inability to win those hot high elf chicks and settle for those luscious troll babes.
Forget troll booty.
So have a seat and pour yourself a frosty mug of ale, you king of swine. Because it'll only dull the pain from the savage beating we're about to dish out.
This series of Ranger Productions is not affiliated with the Great Tournament.
And we're back! Louder than ever! Okay.
Sorry about that.
Ow, my ears! Poor little ears.
Now, of course, we, I played the Ask a Drunken Dwarf episode where they're talking about really stupid people to guard things. You know, it's like you wouldn't have a Rotunga guarding the cheese room, and you wouldn't have the Drunken Dwarf guarding the bar. Well, of course, the Drunken Dwarf is guarding the Legion of Kithacore bar.
And Cheez-It's guarding the front door.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think about that when I put Doofu over by the bar, so.
Well, the bar's still there, and it's got plenty of beer, so, you know.
Well, there's a Braille's keg there, so we're not going to run out of ale.
You're never running out. There's two of them there.
Two of them, huh?
Yes.
How is he still standing?
He's propped up against the wall. Did you notice that?
Okay, so someone has nailed his helmet to the wall, and he's just standing there.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Yes. He gives new meaning to dead drunk. Is that it?
I think so.
So, this week starts the Night of the Dead. So we're looking forward to new crafting items. There's a bunch of new crafting items. If you can go to eq2.eqtraders.com. Let me bring this up here, eqtraders.com. Or you can go to eqtraders.com and click the EQ2 link. That is EQ... there we go. And the October 2nd news posting there has a link to some of the Night of the Dead stuff here. We got going to have crafted candy, a lot of crafted candy this year. Gumdrops, and caramels, and marshmallows, and gummy worms. I wonder if they actually got permission to use the term gummy worms.
Don't know.
Don't know.
Oh my God, they're going to be Ware cupcakes. What do they turn into?
I don't know.
Apples. They may turn into apples, which ironically have more sugar than a cupcake. Licorice ropes and candy corn. We're not sure what makes a candy corn yet, though. That's all right. There's going to be a new Halloween outfit. Purely decorative. It looks pretty much like an armor set that's out now. I can't remember what it's called. But it's got a kind of a spiderweb pattern to it, and it's orange while in black background, so that's going to be new.
There's a bunch hun? Of...
What?
I don't know. It's the mob, and they drop candy. And you use those ingredients to make stuff.
Yes.
Okay. You don't make the candy. Serious.
Whatever. Anyway. And then there's a bunch of house items. I thought it actually might be a nice idea to... it'd be too late to do anything with it this year. But next year we can have our own Jethro Silverwing show. What we were talking about was Cheez-It's House of Horrors. We'll set up one of those five-room houses as a haunted house. Let people in and stuff. Lots of stuff here to do it with. Yeah, that's go visit Den Mom's site at eqtraders.com and you can check that out. A lot of good info there. We love Den Mom, as everyone knows.
No, I know what I'll be doing this week.
Crafting.
Killing mobs to get goodies to make stuff out of, yep.
Killing mobs.
Killing mobs.
Well, if you want to do a haunted house for next year. I know the Vagabond Knights are trying to get one together for this year.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, if they do, if they get it together by next Tuesday, I will broadcast from the Vagabond Knights haunted house.
What?
Elroy from the Crossbone server wants to know if you're going to start redecorating the Guild Hall every week like you do the site.
Oh, hell no. No, I've recently just done that that theater look where I used to have my my office, but that's... Well, we got to finish the library, but then that's it. No, we're not going to be redecorating every week. And I don't redecorate the website every week.
I think they're teasing you.
Anyway.
You're fun to tease.
I know. Everyone loves the reindeer.
So, anyway, what else is new?
Not much, really. I mean, I've started my cowl quest. You'll probably finish that up tomorrow. Not going to finish it up tonight. We got a movie downstairs waiting for us to watch. And the faster we finish watching it, the faster I can return it for another movie.
Yeah, but it may be too late for me. I'm sorry, 5 a.m. in the morning hurts.
Too damn bad.
It really, really hurts.
Stop complaining, you baby.
Well, then get up with me.
No.
Then why not?
Not bad enough. You slam the door on the way out as it is, and I have to wake up a couple hours later.
Jeez. I do not slam the door on the way out.
You do too.
Well, how am I supposed to make sure it's shut tight?
Throw a cat at it.
Oh, I don't slam the door. I'll get on the kid. He's the last one out.
What in the world am I watching?
I don't know. What are you watching?
I don't know. I thought it was... I thought it was Fear Factor for a minute there. What's this?
It's some reality TV show that you're watching that you said you hate.
No, it seems to be about a video game. What is this?
I don't know.
No, this is not what's listed. According to the guide, it's supposed to be Snakehead Terror, but no, this is about a video game. I have no idea what they're... It could be the new Fable. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what's going on. What are you doing?
I'm out harvesting still.
Wow,
we don't have harvest bots yet, so,
no, we can't afford it yet.
Trying to make sure that we, you know, whatever I end up using, I can put back in. I know I dumped every bit I had and every bit cream I had on there, which was a ton.
Oh, I had a ton left over from when I was trying to get to level 80. And I just, you know, that's all tier 8 stuff, so I just dumped everything I had in there. I mean, I dumped over 1,000 ferrites in there. When I was going for level 80, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to run out of everything. So I emptied all of my bags and filled them to capacity with all the stuff that I was going to need for the Ritz.
Hmm. Well, Crema came in and made a bunch of stuff to put on the broker. Hopefully we'll generate some more funds.
Hmm.
But, you know, eventually, you know, when we have the money, we'll get some...
when we know we can afford it.
Yeah, we'll get the harvesters out there. You know what I found interesting? I did
what?
Go. I went to go visit the Arcane Masters hall. And if there was one hall that you would expect to be really decked out, it would be them.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's bare.
Well, give them a chance.
I mean, you know, we're casual role-playing guilds, and of course there were hardcore role-playing guilds and hardcore raiding guilds. Well, the Arcane Masters are hardcore trade skillers.
And they're raiders.
Well, yeah, but I expected, you know, I went out to the docks, and I'm like, oh, Arcane Master has a hall, and I can visit it. This place has got to look great. I zone in, nothing.
Working on it, I bet you.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure once they're all done, it's going to look fantastic. I was just very surprised that they've done so little. So, yeah, after the show tonight, I'm going to
watch the movie.
Fine, don't let me watch it with you.
You will watch. You will like it.
And I'll pass out.
Because the movie has honor.
Actually, it probably doesn't have honor, but... sure, what's it called? Elfin Lied, Volume 2, is what we're going to be watching.
That's what the girl that goes, meow!
Yes, those Japanese love those cat girls.
Meow!
I think it'd be kind of funny to make a Karen. You know.
I want to go read some more Artemis Fowl.
Artemis Fowl?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds rather foul. Okay, that wasn't even funny. Alright. And Masuo loves rat girls.
Because they're soft and furry?
They're cute and furry.
So have you done enough digging in the sand to satisfy yourself?
Oh, I've had it. I mean, after I actually looked, you know, I got 25 tokens. And then I went to go see what exactly I could buy with these things. It's like, nah, I'm not doing this anymore.
Well, Royina was telling me last night that we can see the airship docking station, but it's not on test.
Oh, that's weird.
It's not even on her other server that she plays on. We're special.
We rule.
I'm running out of stuff to talk about. What is there to talk about?
That I'm having some really weird graphic things going on here.
Like what?
Well, I'm up here on this rock in Sinking Sands with all these loot lunches up here.
Hmm.
And, of course, I'm in third person.
Hmm.
But at certain angles, when I spin around, the looch lunch opens up. I can see what's inside. This little creature pops out and just sticks out.
Hmm.
It's sort of like, what the hell is a bloodless pirate doing up here? You're going to die. I don't know what you're doing up here, but you're dead. Sort of like when you go around and people's skirts fly up over their heads. Same sort of thing. Ooh, we had a flask of fresh water. That means I can feed my, there's another one. Why is there bloodless pirates up here? Usually there's just a bunch of, lurches. Whatever they are.
So there are bloodless pirates.
Yeah, I just killed one. Killed two.
Now, to the best of my knowledge, Trinity did not do that. Going around draining pirates.
Bloodless pirate. That's what it's called.
Bloodless pirate. That's weird. Mm-hmm.
Another one shows up, I'll link him. It's weird.
Link.
Weird, 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 weird. She said she didn't do it. Well, somebody came up here and drained all their blood.
Maybe it was Mayong.
Whoop, there's another one! I'm totally serious. See? Look! He just climbed out of the ground. I've never seen them up here before.
Hmm.
That's really strange.
Maybe, just maybe. I blame Delmon.
Oh, what's on Sinking Sands? That one island that's got the loot lurches. So things look like little treasure chests until you attack them.
But still, I blame
Then
Delmon.
They kick your butt. Now, I think I'm done harvesting. See, I told you. It's terrible.
That could be a Halloween thing that Eloy is elaborating to, perhaps.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't see any more coming out. I watched one climb out of the sand up here. It's weird. Pulled their body out of the ground. That's probably why they're bloodless.
My God.
You know, with all this new resizing stuff, too bad I can't grab a hold of myself and resize me.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe resize certain parts of the anatomy. Hey, I'm sorry, but in Star Wars Galaxies, you can make them bigger.
Call to the guild hall and dump this stuff off.
Berk.
So how's your hat going? You're getting a class hat. Where did you leave off last night?
Oh, I need to get Scaleborn Warriors, Bloodscale Dread Knights, and I think just a few more finishing steps after that and I'm done. If it wasn't, like 2 o'clock in the morning when we, got as far as we did last night, I mean, probably could have finished it off. But.
Zoning.
That's funny for some reason.
Yeah.
If anyone has any requests for songs, go ahead and give it now. We seem to be running out of crap to talk about. So we may as well play some music that people want to listen to. or any of the skits that are popular in my show, if you want to hear any of them. Don't ask for any particular Ask a Drunken Dwarf episodes, because I don't have them labeled like that. Just I have like episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. Delmon may have them listed in different order, but you want to hear something,
hon? Oh, I can't think of anything right now. My mind's all mushy.
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 Bush. I know, I'll play. Oh, now that you have your computer back, we can finish up the Don't Steal My Node.
Yeah, I've got to get in the mood to do it again.
Well, perhaps hearing the song will put you in the mood to do it. So here is Don't Steal My Node.
Wander off and then get aggro. You can tease the orcs, call them a bunch of dorks, seem like a jerk to everyone you know. You can bring a train in sunshine or in rain, go pull an epic dragon, they'll do much. But if you swing the axe, I'll kick your little ass. You're just that kind of guy, I've got a hunch. Don't steal my note, this routine is getting old. I started cutting lumber, here you jerk. Too much time on your hands, in wood mountainous sands. They're going half as fast for twice will work.
Some people request that I start singing. So, let's see here. Okay, the first song that's been requested is Castle Mistmore. So let's go ahead and do that one. By the way, we're all very happy that our bitching and moaning here on the Gentle Silverwing Show has gotten us the old world mailboxes to replace the ROK mailboxes. Thank you very much. Of course, they'll probably say, well, it's because some people don't have ROK and can't see them. But we know it was all about us. ¶¶
counting little brownies. Pixies thought without care. Through the list of fey dark mist rolls, a torch lit my way. My feet dragged, my packs were full. I had enough for the day. There I saw inviting, stately noble stone walls. Tapestries, carpets and ivy hung in medieval halls. I saw a dark, lovely figure, and she drew me inside. Her hair was white, her robe was blue. She had blood red eyes. She said, "Welcome to the castle of May on Mistborn. Pretty gypsy girls,
pretty gypsy girls,
they can steal your world. Plenty of room, join us here in Castle Mistborn. Nothing's what it seems,
nothing's what it seems.
Fulfill all your dreams. My mind swam with sensation. She brought me food and ale. A gypsy girl danced and twirled, graceful light and pale. The court took the throne room, Princess Riesta with platinum braids. Familiar rested, advisor schemed with Butler Sin, calling Isis the maid. As I settled, I shifted, and I saw from the corner of my eye blurred figures moving about. Something just wasn't right. And she came and eased all my trouble with charming grace. She poured more wine to warm my spirits, and everything seemed to say, welcome to the castle of the young Mistborn. Pretty gypsy girls,
pretty gypsy girls,
they can steal your world. Plenty of room, join us here in Castle Mistborn. Nothing's what it seems,
nothing's what it seems.
Just ignore the screams.
I woke, time was fleeting. I felt the warmth of her breath. On a mattress soft and full, the night was silent as death. On the wall there before me, a mirror showed splendor so fair. I looked rested and ready for her, but in the mirror she wasn't there. I jumped and ran for the doorway, blood-stained marble floors. Her spelling learned and enthralled me. My mind was screaming, my heart wanted more. I fell to my knees, tears fall deathly. Her eyes glowed with light. She gave me shelter, gold and her love. All I gave her was my life.
Now, by request of Domino, we'll do I Am Ironforge. Not sure if I've done this one live yet.
Wasting time, deserts, plain or falls, wasting the way in wayfarers' halls. skull caps for our heads, clothing and pillows for our beds. Farmers curse and glare, rugs and armors made from bears. Dungeons full of death, rush orders waiting on my desk. Warm and dry in here, why would I go and die out there? Nobody heals him as he works out a snag. Working his ass off for a six-slotted bag. Stockpiles running thin, sconces and chainmail made of tin, weapons blunt and blade, burns through the platinum he once saved. Nobody gets him. While they hunt, he works his wood. Building his business, master blades, crafted goods. Supplies run low and then time to go harvesting again. Continue on with Hunting in Antarctica. Now let's see if I can get my field diamond on. War against those raging war. They're gnawing bones while we ride war. Trees, orchard woods, none at ease. They moved right in without a lease. Wearing plate or wearing chain, they're hunting an Antarctica. Questing heroes know their names. They're hunting an Antarctica. She's a prickers in pretty fay. Beers to kill, games to play. The weather's warm, she flitters on. Oh,
a furry-footed halfling girl. First time out to see the world. The journey begins. Look, she's kicking shins. Whacking badgers, hunting bears. They're hunting in Antonica. Harvest notes to sell their wares. They're hunting in Antonica. Leaving Freeport across the sea. They're hunting in Antonica. Ow! Little Arisat just stabbed me. But she did it in Antonica. They're hunting in Antonica. They're hunting in Antonica. They're hunting in Antonica. They're hunting in Antonica today. 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 Blooded fields to haunted farms. Blackwell's forces raise alarms. Beast and bandit cross the hills. Keeping tally of my kills. Freeport City, hugged an evil left hand right. She marched up to the front gates, clearly looking for a fight. The guards saw she had no sword or shoes upon her feet. They stopped laughing when they felt the Roman their skulls meet. They just laughed around and beat. I'll kick out her car without a weapon of potion.
Tranquil to night.
we're going to give you congratulations to Hoopy, who is now a level 62 guardian.
I'm a crafting fool.
Crafting fool.
What new wonders await in trade skill halls?
Trade skill halls.
Culinary delights within these walls.
Chef's salty balls.
Did my books get altered late at night? Did they give or did they take? Did mama show me right?
The Dan Mom has got it going on. Backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more.
Trade skills got us 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Dan Mom. Dan Mom, do you remember subcombine? Alts for potions of sewing, wasting time.
I wish I learned to mime.
I wish we had those kits, Domino, like EQ1. Really want them back.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break. One click and you're done.
Oh, it's very fun.
I get so lonely crafting by myself. With Dan Mom on my mind, rolling pin wielding Melf.
The Dan Mom has got it going on. And backpacks writing for scrolls to come along.
Recipes and more. Train skill got us 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with
Dan Mom.
We're always longing on. Oh, we love Dan Mom. What would we do without Dan Mom?
Recipes and more. Trade skill got us 3'4".
I'm always longing on to EQ Traders with Dan Mom.
Okay, Elkhorn, we're live again.
We didn't die.
Speak for yourself.
I didn't die, so...
Well, fine, be that way.
And Domino's right. We've got tinkered ones. Ones that, you know, are... take with you into the field and stuff. So there.
Now, wait a minute. Masu says that I need to totally rewrite Den Mom's song now. Why? I wrote it during EQ2. I don't know. Anyway...
I don't know.
Oh, you're saying I need to add that Domino comment. Well, yes, I mean, we do have the tinkered... don't know what they're actually called, but the tinkered kits and whatnot. But,
portables.
Yeah, the portables. But, I mean, in EQ1, the... You know, not all of them, of course, were... pocket-sized or whatever, but
The only thing that wasn't pocket sized was a forge, I believe.
The forge
and an oven. Had like a barbecue type thing you could take
right,
with
but
you.
Right, but not everything could be used on the little hibachi.
No, of course not.
You know, anything that actually needed an oven, like you couldn't make a cake on the portable spit, right. The spit, as it was.
That's what it was, a spit.
Not the spit. Lady talking about spit, that is so disgusting.
I just noticed something.
My God.
It took me less time to zone in from my house to the guild than it did for me to zone into the guild itself.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's okay. Well, maybe you're using some of the same textures. I don't know.
So, hon, can you open your recipe book?
Okay. Hold on a minute. I'm zoning right now. Here we go. Recipe book. All right. What am I looking for?
62 Buckler and Tower Shield.
The level 62 Buckler and Tower Shield.
Yeah, I'm going to look and see if I've got any...
Okay, why am I looking for this during the show?
Well, because I want to see if, you need ebony, don't you?
I have mahogany.
No, this would be level 62.
You mean the scroll is level 62 or the final product is level 62?
Final product is 62.
Okay, mahogany is 72. Let's see. What is the
so you're looking at...
Level 60 is rosewood. Looks like I don't have the rare on that one. Ebony would be the rare material for that level, and I don't see it. So I don't have the rare book on that one.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Ask Domino why I don't have it.
That's...
Domino!
That's your own fault.
All right, so what book would it be? I'm right next to a broker right now. Which book
would
it be?
Why are you looking in the...
To see if the book is for sale. It's the rare. It's dropped. I'm crying out loud.
Well, we've got some on the...
Well, if I knew which one it was, I could see if we have it.
Well, I'm looking in the...
See? Domino admits it! The devs all hate me! Damn you! She admitted
and
it!
Need to tell Hoopy that I've got two ebonies for him.
Woodworking. Sort my name. Let's see what's in number 78. Because I don't know. Okay, that's mahogany. It's
I would say start with volume 60.
Nope. According to this, you know how they're grayed out if you've already scribed them? I don't have number 77. That's probably the right one.
Well, no, number
nope, that's
60.
Mahogany again. Yeah, I don't have 77, I don't have 76, I don't have 75. Fine. I'm just going through the damn list, all right? Chill.
That's not what I'm talking about.
71, what's in 71? Mahogany again.
Can you look up an imbued ebony buckler?
What is that?
My phone.
Okay, Masu is saying his level is book number 60.
That's got the ebony imbued buckler in it. He wants a tower shield too. And we just had a dig in the guild.
Yep, Alfred is a level 26 wizard. Hey, that's two dings for you this show. Yeah, I don't have 60 or 61. And... Nope. 60 does not have the tower shield.
No, but it has the ebony buckler.
Yeah, I'll pick that up. It's only a gold.
I'm looking for the tower shield.
Going any lower than 60 is not going to help.
No, it's in the 60 range, hon.
Domino should
know. We're doing fine.
I'm just picking. We pick because we like to pick.
We keep picking. Oh. Mas'ul. Mas'ul just told me that the tower shield is armor only.
Oh, okay, so that's why I can't have it. All right.
And that means Toodles has got to make that for him.
Toodles. Okay.
So what you need is 60.
I got it.
Okay, I have ebony.
There we go. Now I can make the ebony buckler, ebony round shield, ebony imbued, and blessed. And an ebony club.
He said something about wanting a buckler. Yeah. Imbued ebony buckler. Let's see.
So like having a butler?
No.
Yes, we will make an ebony imbued buckler and we'll call him Sincal. By the way, how in the world does Sincal get promoted? You know, in the new Mistmar, he's not a butler anymore.
What is he?
Shoot, what is he? Let me go to Alakazam, so I'm sure he has. But yeah, he's not a butler. He has a different title. Sincal.
Is he a head buckler now or something?
Karmarnik. What the heck is a Karmarnik?
I don't know. Sounds terrible. Sounds like some disease.
Karmarnik Sincal. I'm going to look up Karmarnik. See if it actually has a definition. Karmarnik is something you call butler that EQ2 devs couldn't figure out. Anyway.
Okay.
You know, there was actually a movie named Karmarnik. Okay, I'm going to have to look at the dictionary on this one. Webster.com. Not Webster.com. 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 Welcome to Everything Webster. Emmanuel Lewis is... No. Okay, let's see. Karmarnik. There is no definition for Karmarnik. It is a made-up name. Or at least it's not in the Webster's Dictionary. But for some reason, there are several movies named Karmarnik. No, not several. They're all in 2005. Anyway, it's 9 o'clock. It's about that time.
For what?
What do you mean, for what? It's about that time for my famous ending schtick. Good night, everyone. Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Gentle Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love elf with Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground. Yeah.